For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, last week it was all about the Arty Awards. This week it's all about the Tony Awards. So here is Tony, or Dr. Anthony Chase.
Oh, stop.
But you got to go to an event, as you usually do, out west.
In Los Angeles, I like to go to the Actors Fund Tony Award party, which is an intimate little party with all of these Broadway expatriates out in L.A. Shirley MacLaine's shown up at that party, Jodie Foster. It's very interesting to see who will pop in to watch the Tony Awards. So I went to that, and it's a great deal of fun. And it's intriguing to see their reactions to the show, because their predictions are uniformly terrible and their knowledge of Broadway is very, very different from what it would be for someone on the East Coast.
Well, one question I have, going into the nominations for the musicals, how do we go from sort of serious musicals like Hedwig and the Angry Inch or Hamilton or Dear Evan Hansen to, SpongeBob SquarePants? What's going on? Is that going to continue into the future?
Well, that's always continued in the past, that it's these fluctuations of public taste and always reflecting what's going on in America. One of my favorite years for that was 1968. Here we are at the height of Vietnam, unrest, civil rights, and what's on Broadway? Well, Hair. Well, you'd expect Hair to be on Broadway that year. Simultaneously, George M., the flag-waving tribute to George M. Cohan. Well, of course, those two things existed simultaneously. So you do see these fluctuations because the theater will always reflect contemporary America. And this year, the Tonys, I think that you could not help but notice the political sentiment, the political nature of the program was front and center. Everything from Glenda Jackson's very eloquent speech complimenting the high school students from the drama club at a school where there had been a mass shooting who performed, highlighting the diversity of the Broadway community and America as a country which attracts people from every country of the world, and her eloquent conclusion, because America is always great, a little play on Make America Great Again, to Robert De Niro's very rude and censored comments about the President of the United States. You know, whether I agree or disagree with the sentiment, the rudeness was startling, but inspired a standing ovation. Okay, I chuckled at the outrageousness, but it's certainly not something I would have done or recommended to someone else. And then in terms of, you know, your concern about silly musicals getting nominations, look what won. 10 wins for The Band's Visit, which is a deep and soulful musical about a group of Egyptian musicians and the Israelis of a small town brought together for one night by unlikely circumstance, and will be problematic to tour because it does not have that kind of pop appeal of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Now, eventually, we do get to see Tony Award-winning musicals come to Buffalo. This year, Hamilton is coming to Shays.
Eventually, yes. You can be sure that Shays is watching attentively what's happening at the Tony Awards, because they will expect that certain shows will come through. It's also not uncommon for a show that failed on Broadway but still had legs to tour to recoup some of its investment. And I look at one in particular, Escape to Margaritaville, which without Tony nominations at all and the announcement of a closing, and yet the music of Jimmy Buffett, very, very popular, very appealing show, very appealing score. No reason why that should not tour. And the Shays audience might enjoy that extremely. Mean Girls, not a Tony winner, and yet it will begin its national tour in Buffalo next season and should be very popular.
Well, I'm glad you got to enjoy the Tonys in a festive setting.
That includes dinner.
I went up to the Shaw Festival, Niagara on the Lake, took in a couple of shows. One, Grand Hotel, the musical. I have to admit, until a minute ago when you told me, I thought that casting Michael Terrio, one of the stars of the Shaw, rubber-jointed, very funny, physically active man, as the dying Otto Kringlein was a bit odd, since Otto's dying and Michael Terrio is so full of life. But you told me
Michael Jeter did it originally, winning a Tony Award for the effort and bouncing around the stage like a ping pong ball. That is, as it was staged, in a suit which no longer fits him.
Right.
With his visit to the Grand Hotel, he is splurging for one final celebration of the joy of being alive. And that's the way it's done. I saw the original Broadway production, have not yet seen it up at the Shaw. I did get up to the Shaw Festival to see the opening night of Stephen Fry in the first part of Mythos, the first part Gods, in which he tells the stories of Greek mythology. And, this is not really a theater piece. It does not embody the characters, but it is highly theatrical, this wonderful storytelling. He tells them so wonderfully. And I can just imagine two former British schoolboys, Tim Carroll directing, Stephen Fry performing, reliving the obsession of their youth, you know, that schoolboy obsession with Greek mythology. And I would imagine partnered with the boyhood obsession with the Chronicles of Narnia, which is also getting showcased this season at the Shaw with The Magician's Nephew.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.